Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Keith?
Yes, you are.
Great, Keith. My name's Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Another day in paradise, brother. Thank you for asking. All right, so just to verify, it's Rock Ledge Remodeling. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I ran a scan online for your business. Currently, okay, so you have an Angie Lead listing, a Yelp listing, and that's about it currently online. Is that correct?
Okay.
Okay, or do you have anything else that I'm missing? Okay, all right, so we'll be able to help you out big time. Have you considered first page placement on Google before? Do you already know how this all works?
No, I don't. Tell me about it.
Okay. So first thing I'm going to do, I'll go over our rates with you, and then I'm going to let you know everything included along with the timelines. That way you know like what to expect and when to expect it. Does that sound good,
Okay.
Keith? Okay. So our rates here, bud, they're month to month, no contracts. We make it a set flat rate too. That rate is going to be
How
at
old are you?
least, how old am I?
Yeah.
I'm 35.
Oh, okay. No, because you're calling me bud and brother and stuff like that, so I thought you might be like 19 or something, just getting into business.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, yeah, I'm 35. I've been here 7.5 years. I'm on the account lead team here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good job. Yeah, just that's kind of not really a professional way to address people, just so you know.
I apologize for that. Thank you for telling me that.
I'm not sad at all. I'm just letting you know.
All right. Okay, so you heard the rate, right? $299 a month?
Okay, I didn't, but now I did. So it's $299 a month.
Yes, sir.
And then what does that do exactly?
Okay, so date, I'm gonna hit the timelines at the same time, okay? That way we just get
Okay.
those out of the way as well. So day one at sign up, we give you access to a client dashboard. So it's a tracking and reporting system. That way you can just see everything we're doing from one convenient location.
Okay.
Okay. 7 to 10 days from startup, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to have you submitted to Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta, which is Facebook and
Okay.
Instagram. Okay. We make you the owner too of all those directories. We're just added on as a manager. That way we can optimize and promote you on those directories. Does that make sense so far?
And yeah, somewhat. I'm not too familiar with, I'm not very savvy on the internet, but I guess it makes sense for now.
Okay. Just to kind of clarify it though too, it's just about boosting your presence. Like right now, you don't have much online. We have to change that in order for you to be able to rank. So that's why we're
Okay.
like blasting you out to Bing, Yahoo, Apple, Google, and Meta.
Understood.
We make you have full like access though to all your directories. We're just added on as a manager, just to clarify that
So what
part.
does that mean? What
So
does that
you
mean that I
own
have
all your
full access to
directories. So the Google page we
what's the
create for
directory?
you. Okay, so like Google is a directory. That's a search directory.
Okay.
Bing, right, which is
Okay.
like on Outlook, that's another search directory. Yahoo
Okay.
is a search directory, right? So what I'm saying
Okay,
is
directory.
the profiles we create on there for you, sir, you'll be the owner of them. So you own your directories. We're on there as a manager. That way we can make sure all your keywords line up, your service area, the business name, the phone number, etc. Does that clarify it?
It does, but as far as being
Okay.
the owner of the directory, what does that give me power to do? Are you just saying that I could alter it as I please, or like, what does that mean that I own it?
So, what that means is, I don't know a better way to put it than you own it. It's like your
Well, like
HomeAdvisor
I
listing
own,
that, go ahead.
like I own my car, I own my house, so
Yes.
I own my company. So that means I could buy it, I could sell it, I could alter it, I could paint it, I could do anything I want with it. So
Exactly.
if I own this directory, what rights do I have to it?
You have every right to it. You have full access to the directory. Now, you're not going to want to get in there and make a bunch of changes. because we don't want it to affect your optimization. But we like to let you know, like, right off the bat, hey, we're making you the owner of the directory. We're just added on as a manager. So there's just to kind of clarify and go a little deeper into that, there's other, like, SEO companies out there that they'll create the directory. They'll make themselves the owner, okay? And then if you try to, like, ever part ways with them, it's like pulling teeth to get ownership of that directory. So our company, we make you the owner right off the bat, and we're added as a manager, okay?
That makes more sense. It's clear enough.
Awesome. Okay. All right. So next timeline, 7 to 14 days from sign up, we're also going to create for you a website design. What I'll do, rather than tell you all about it, okay, I'm going to shoot you a text message with the website in demo mode. That way you have an idea of what we could create for you, okay?
I like that.
All right, give me one sec. All right, here it comes.
So what about my existing website? What happens to that? Does it link to that, or this takes place?
I didn't know you had an existing website. I did a directory search. I saw Angie Leads and Yelp. I didn't see a website pull up. So what's your website that you currently have?
It's rlremodeling.org.
rlremodeling.org. Let me take a look at it. Okay. So looks like you created it like in August, right? 2023? It's through GoDaddy? Does that sound right?
I mean, yes.
Okay. Your website, it does look, so you have the phone number at the top, you have the SSL certificate. It looks like you have a bunch of stock photos though, right? On the, like, our story, our service, our team, are those your photos or no?
Well, what are the photos? Are they the photos of the actual remodels or the photos of, like, generic photos?
Okay, so you have generic photos, and then you have our project gallery. You have, it looks like these are your photos. So.
Yes, okay.
Okay. What I'd recommend to you, we can use your same domain. We'll walk you through adding us on as manager to the domain. So you still own your domain, you add us as manager, and we could redesign the website for you. Same thing, you have full access to your site too. Like in our client dashboard we provide you, you have a web editor on there, but we'll be able to go in and just, we'll get rid of those stock photos completely. And we'll customize it for exactly how you want it to look, okay? And the main thing is we'll make sure the keywords that we're targeting you for line up with all the directories we submit you to as well.
That sounds really good. What am I getting at? Okay, so you're added as, I'd rather have you as a manager because I clearly don't know how to do a website. I don't know. I forgot my question. Please continue.
Yeah. We send you email instructions, too, on how to add us, and we usually have a technician walk you through it, too, just to make it okay. Easy on you. Okay?
Did you already send me that text, by the way?
I did. Did you get it?
Let me see. 877.
It should just be a link. It'll say HTTPS, semicolon.
Yeah.
So when you click on that, it just takes you to like a general contractor demo site. It should say Pro Build Solutions.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Got the same photo as I have.
Yeah, well, those are stock photos, right? So every company has, like, stock photos. We're going to use your photos, though, on there. So that's not an actual client's website. That's a demo site we sent you guys so you can see, like, what it would look like, you know?
Yeah, no problem.
That's funny. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You're like, hey, man, you got some stock photos. You're, in a nice way, you're like, wow, your site's not that hot. And then you're like, check this out.
No, that's right. Yeah, check this out with our stock photos, you know, like.
No, which is my stock photo.
That's funny.
No, that's cool.
Okay.
All right, so, all right, I like where it's going so far. So right now I'm at $299 a month. We got a timeline of immediately going up and all going, you said day one we go out to all these, whatever you call those platforms.
Directories. Yeah. Day one, you get access to your client dashboard. That's just so you could start adding like all your photos and stuff for us. That's
okay,
your tracking
okay.
system. 7 to 10 days, we have your directory submissions done. You know,
okay.
Google, Bing,
so once,
Yahoo, Apple, Meta. Go ahead.
Once that's done, done means I've been blasted to all those directories.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Correct.
Okay.
Now, we'll jump to the main timeline. So for you to rank on the first page of Google, we target you for 20 keyword phrases total. So that would be like, let me use a long one. Let's say best remodeling contractor near me. Even though that's 5 words, right? That would be considered 1 keyword phrase. So you get 20 keyword phrases total. For you to rank on the first page of Google for the 20 keyword phrases we're targeting you for, the timeline we send you in writing for that is 45 to 60 days from startup.
45 to 60 days before I rank.
Before you rank on the first page. Yes, sir.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Now, what's happening prior to that first page placement, 7 to 14 days from sign up, we're going to have your website up and live. So we'll have it fully redesigned. Okay. We'll also have your Google listing live and fully optimized. What that means is the Google listing's up, and we have all the keywords we're targeting you for embedded in the Google page, along with your photos, et cetera. Okay?
Okay.
Now, to start getting you some traction, okay, while we're working on first page placement, in that 7 to 14-day time frame, we also launch social media ads for you. Have you ever, like, seen or used Facebook or Instagram ads before? Do you know how those work?
I'd like to hear it from you. I just know that I accidentally click on all the ads before I click on anything else, always.
Really? Okay, okay.
Yeah, so, like the sponsored. It's always like the top 3 things that pop up when you search.
Yes, yes. You're talking about on Google specifically, though, right? The Google ads.
I am, but I guess like, okay, so tell me how ads work. I guess I don't know.
So on Facebook, right, when you post on Facebook, the only people that could see it is your followers. So if you only have like 10 followers, it really, really doesn't help, you know? So what retargeted ads do on Facebook is like, let's say I go on my phone and I search, kitchen remodeling near me, right? When I go to Facebook or Instagram, what's going to happen is kitchen remodeling ads are going to show up on my feed. As long as I'm in their targeted area. So it works the same way for you, right? And we put an easy click now to call action. That way they can just like literally click to call you directly.
Okay.
I'll send you, just to put a picture to it too, I'm going to send you a text right now of one of our current clients' Facebook ads. So it won't allow you to click on it because we don't want you to like take from his ad spend. But it's just a picture of, like, what it looks like, okay?
All right, I got your text. I'm going to take a look.
Yeah. I think it's a HVAC guy. Let me pull it up real fast, too. Yeah. So that ad that shows up, right, on somebody's feed, they would have had to have done a search for HVAC. So if they search, like, AC repair, HVAC contractor, yada, 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 right? That ad is going to retarget on their feed.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't fully understand that, but it's cool. I get it. It's good.
It's basically to just start getting you some traction where people could click to call you while we're working on that first page placement. And you do get those
ads every month
too, you know?
Oh, so that's getting me exposure while you're still working on my ranking.
Correct. Yes, sir.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah. All right. And that's it. How's it sound?
It sounds good. So that's $299 a month?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. I have a partner of mine who's in the business as well, one of my good subcontractors, and he's like, hey, I turned off my Google leads this month. Is that the same thing?
No, that's a different thing. So what that is that's Google guaranteed. I'm the main person that sets those accounts up here, so you're talking to the right person. Google guaranteed
is... So there's another thing.
There is another thing. That's a pay-per-lead program, okay?
Why are you telling me about that?
Well, usually we use it as an upgraded service, you know? So I'm the one that, like, upgrades clients on it, but usually we like to see you on that, like, that platinum package first to see the traction you get from it, and you need a Google page live in order to even activate Google Guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? So we usually take it kind of step-by-step.
So in order to get the Google Guarantee, I have to have this first?
You have to have a Google Business profile in order to be on Google Guaranteed. And there's other requirements too. You need 5 reviews on your Google page. Okay. Usually there's a license and or insurance requirement. I'll pull that up right now. Give me 1 sec.
So in Orange County, New York and Dutchess and Ulster where I'm working, there's no license existing.
Okay. So give me a
They don't have a contractor license.
Got you. Let me just check real fast. Give me a second. I'm going to check the insurance too, okay?
Okay, I have that.
All right, here we go. New York. All right, so New York, yep, general contractor vertical just means your category, no license requirement. Let me check the insurance amount that you'll need. Okay, so you'll need liability insurance, minimum amount of $250,000 towards your liability. Do you currently have that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and then license requirement. The other requirement, any face-to-face employees, okay? In other words, if you have a big crew of guys, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it'll just be you. You would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
That's fine. Yeah,
okay.
That's fine.
Perfect. I always feel awkward asking that one, but I have to.
It's all right.
Alright, so background check will be good, you're insured, so you qualify for this program. I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right?
That and how it works, and, you know, I use Angie, I'm very comfortable with Angie, it works, I generate a ton of business, they're good leads, like, I just want to know the certain app.
Okay, so Google Guaranteed, it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google. The benefit of these leads, okay, is they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies because they're picking you and they're calling you directly from the Google Guaranteed section is how it works.
Okay.
Okay, so it's coming through via phone call. When it comes through, it's coming through on your end as LSA lead, which just is another term for Google Guaranteed. It means local service ad. Okay, so you'll know it's a Google Guaranteed lead coming through. The kicker to it, and this is really why it's becoming so popular, you only pay for qualified leads. So when that lead calls you, if you schedule an appointment with them, like if you schedule an estimate, right, or if you quote them over the phone, which I know you don't typically do in your industry, but if you were to quote them or schedule an appointment, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for.
How do you guys know that?
Great question. That's the next thing I get into. So every company that qualifies for the Google Guaranteed section, it's not your phone number. It's a Google rotating number, which is going to forward to your phone. It's recorded by Google bots. So basically AI which automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified. Okay?
Okay.
Now, to safeguard it, you do have an app through this. You have a tracking system, okay, which is going to show you every Google guaranteed lead that comes through, and it will say paid or unpaid next to it, which essentially just means qualified or unqualified.
How much is a lead?
$72 per qualified lead for the general contractor vertical. Yeah.
Got it. Now, is there a way to filter what who I want to call me, or they could be like, hey, I've got peeling paint on my door that I need you to sand off. Can that happen?
No. Well, yes and no. Obviously, it can happen. But with the general contractor vertical, there's a list of subcategories, which includes accessory buildings, bathroom remodel, decks and patio, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home addition, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing, kitchen remodel, and roofing. Okay? So those are the subcategories. You don't have to turn them all on. You're just going to want to turn on the type of work you want on. So let's say you have all of those on, though, and you get a call for what you just said. They want you to, whatever you said about the paint, right, the paint chipping. That's not a subcategory listed on your profile, right? So it would be considered an unqualified lead because obviously you're not going to book an appointment or quote them.
It's not a service you offer.
Okay.
Okay. So, quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other fees associated with this, or is just $72 a lead? That's it.
So, it's $72 per qualified lead. Google requires a minimum budget to guarantee you up to 13 leads. That's on a monthly basis. You can always set
about
a higher.
Bucks.
It's $936 to be exact. That's for 13 leads. Now, we don't...
Is it paid up front?
It is paid up front, but it's not charged until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. That's where we...
So what happens...
Mm-hmm.
What happens... So every month I pay $932 or whatever, but...
That's only if
okay,
you get 13 leads, though.
Right, but what happens if... Yeah, so let's say 1 month I get 5 leads. I only pay the leads I got?
Yes, you pay 72 times 5 to replenish your lead budget.
So what happens to that balance of, so you're...
It rolls over. So you'll have 13 again for the next month.
And you'll only charge me what I used for that last month.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
All right.
We do charge, there's, at day one, there is a one-time application / management fee. This is for us to set up Google Guaranteed. So doing the background check, setting up your Google Guaranteed profile, that one-time application fee is for $250.
All right. So,
yeah.
Any other fees?
That's it.
All right. So, how soon? So my goal, it's very hard for anyone to catch my.
Oh.
So
cut out,
I'm very, oh, I said, can you hear me?
Yeah, I heard, so what I heard is it's very hard for somebody to catch and then it cut out.
Yeah, it's very hard for someone to capture me. I usually hang up the phone or because I get a million calls. And a lot of guys are jokers when they call. So anyways, I like what I'm hearing. Everything sounds good. And I trust you. So the next is so where I'm coming from is I do want to move forward, but I want to know realistically how soon, because whatever investment I make right now, we just came out of winter and I just made a lot of investments. So I want it to activate quick so that first 2 months or whatever you said, 45, 60 days to get my presence going. That's cool. The course, it's got to run its course no matter what. So the sooner you start, the better. But it's not really that. I'm thinking like 3 months out now, like first, second quarter. But if what part of this, like, I want to start generating business quick, like now. Okay. Is that possible with any of this?
So the social media ads, right? So we say 7 to 14 days, but those start like usually like right at the 7 day mark, right? So you'll start getting some traction there, but social media is like hit or miss, right? Like it's not going to bring in like Google guarantees the best lead form, right? Now getting Google guaranteed approved, what we said in writing is the process can take 4 to 8 weeks, but I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, the insurance, you fill out the full application, right? Usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks. Realistically, the fastest one I've seen approved is 6 days. Okay. But the main thing is really just getting your application through. So Google guaranteed is possible to get going like much faster, obviously, than your local like SEO, like that map section we talked about, the 45 to 60. But the main thing is you got to get rolling on that application as soon as possible. Like, we have nothing to submit if you don't fill it out, you know?
So then, so realistically, how much do I have to invest up front, and how long will it take to see any sort of return?
Okay. So, you would have to invest, $549 if you're doing, the initial package in Google Guaranteed together, because you have the $299 plus the $250 application fee, right? So you're looking at $549 out the door, okay? And the soonest you're going to be able to see results really is going to be 7 to 14 days. Realistically, though, like when you're going to start really seeing results is the 45 to 60 days, because your map listing's okay. Ranking now. Google guaranteed you're definitely going to be approved by then, and your leads active, right? And your social media ads are kicking, right? So 7 to 14 days is the soonest, but realistically, 45 to 60 is where you're going to see everything.
Because I'm firing on all cylinders at that point.
Correct. Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay, yeah. So got that. So today I would spend $549.
Yes, sir.
And then you'll get me, like, I just want to get everything set up as fast as possible. So once I get that $549 spent today, what happens for the other fees, like the monthly for the ads or whatever that platform is called is $299?
That's $299. That's going to be on the 17th of each month. So your next $299 payment will be on the 17th of February is how it would work.
Is that okay? Is that because you're assuming that I'm starting today, or it's
always? Yeah, that's if you start to. No. It's if you start today. So, like, if you started yesterday on the 16th, it'd be the 16th of every month. If you started on Monday, the 20th, it'd be the 20th of every month. You know what I'm saying? So it's the day you start.
Yeah, I'm gonna start today. So that's fine. So then, we got that now. So okay, $299, small investment. Now, once this thing is kicking, though, what changes can occur as other people advertise, as the internet is constantly changing? How am I affected by that? How's my placement affected?
That's an amazing question. That's really tough to answer, because I don't know, because I get what you're saying. Like, if there's like a big algorithm change or something like 2 months from now, I guess the real answer would be we're a Google Premier partner. So if there's any changes, like, we'll be up to date on them. You know what I'm saying? But everything we factor into what we're doing is to get you placement, including Google Guaranteed.
So I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, cause my partner uses these kind of services, and another contractor I know uses these kind of services. So, let's say you sell like 10 of these in my region, then how do you guarantee that I'm going to stay on the first page?
Okay, great question. So for the map section, that's based off of your local area, right? So everything we're doing, all the directories, the website, like the keywords we're putting into that, what we're doing to your map listing, right? Like that's all in correlation to get you ranking there. That's why it takes time for 45 to 60 days. Now, once you're up there, because we give you all the review tools, like with the custom QR code, a link to be able to send your clients for more reviews. We put it on the website, right? So you're going to keep getting more reviews, obviously, as you're getting jobs. And we're doing all the posts, not only on Google, but all the correlating directories to keep you up there. Okay, so that's the best answer, how it is on the map section, okay? For Google Guaranteed, we already have everything factored into placement for that. So for Google Guaranteed, your position on there is dependent on how much you're bidding on the lead. We're already putting the high end on that. So that's 72 per lead. That's already the high end for Google Guaranteed. And then we're going to go over with you, too, the other two things for placement are your answer rate, okay? So you want to have your leads on when you're able to answer. If you have leads coming through and they're being unanswered, it drops your rankings on there, okay? And then the third is reviews, which we're going to help you with, you know? So that's a really, really good question. Everything we do is, it's kind of like if you succeed, we succeed. You know, our goal is to bring you, like, good leads from this, you know? So
I guess what I'm getting at is when I'm paying this monthly fee, I'm getting, are you guaranteeing that I'm being placed, like I'm staying in placement, or am I going to just fall off, but I'm just paying a monthly fee?
No, we're sending all your placements in writing. You know, so the 45 to 60 days, you'll have that in your invoice, right? The 7 to 14 days with the website, the social media, like everything I went over with you is sent to you in writing. Now, if something happens where like, your Google listing is like suspended or something like it works perfect with you being with us because we're a premier partner. We're going to be able to resolve that as fast as possible. I'm not sure if that's kind of like what you're asking or.
I don't know. I'm just trying to make sure that, if I'm paying into a service to be on the front page of a Google search,
you're
going to
be on the front
there.
Page. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's what you're paying for. 100%.
Okay. Understood. Okay. And the leads, that is what it is. It's the leads. That's good. Okay. Now, so I pay the $5.49 a day. Then give me 1 second. I pay the $5.49 a day. Then I'm on the $2.99 a month. And then what about the leads fee?
So the lead fee, what's going to happen is once you're approved, okay, you're going to get a phone call, email, and text verification saying your Google Guaranteed profile is approved, okay? What's going to happen is 3 days from approval, your lead budget is charged. So that 936, like if you do the minimum budget requirement for 13 leads, that 936 will be charged 3 days after you're approved. Unless you text, call, or email us back when you get those verifications, turn it on now. Or you could say, you know, I want to turn it on a week from now or whatever the case. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
but
good.
But that 936, though, it's not charged until you're approved. And it's automatically set for 3 days after you're approved, just to kind of give you some time, too, you know?
Okay. What's the name of your company?
Local Splash.
What's your name?
Daniel Nelson.
Where are you located?
We're located in Fountain Valley, California.
Where is that?
Fountain Valley, California. Yeah.
How far is that from San Diego?
San Diego, it's like, man, it depends what time of the day you leave at, but if there's no traffic, we're like 2 hours away, you know?
Well, Orange County, what is that, like Ontario?
No, Ontario is going to be north of us, so Orange County is in between L.A. and San Diego.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so we're like 2 hours from the fires and 2 hours from San Diego, so we're like right in the middle, okay. You know?
Okay. So we got Local Splash. I'm just looking at your website. How long has the company been in business?
20 years.
Cool. All right. Got it.
You could even, if you type in local SEO services in Fountain Valley, we're the first one that shows up.
I mean, you should be.
Yeah, right? Right. Well, some of these companies, they don't, you know?
you're like, hey, look, man, I'm going to get you first page placement, but
yeah, check these stock photos out, you know?
Right. Exactly. All right, so can you send me an email?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to send you, it's titled The Ideal Package, okay? And it's really cool because it breaks down exactly what goes where, too, okay? So what's the best email for you, Keith?
So you can use RL Remodeling Homes with an S. So it's rlremodelinghomes@gmail.com. Quick question. When you set me up with this website situation, do I get a different email? Do I get a real email that's not a Gmail?
If you want a Google Workspace, we do have that option. That's an additional fee, though, if you want a Google Workspace attached. I believe it's a $99 setup.
That's it?
That's it. Yeah. They do it on the client interview side. I actually don't even set those up. Our tech team is the one that does those.
But what is it? What does it give me?
So it's like a business email. So it'll be like, for example, your rlremodeling.org. They could set you up a domain that's like, keith@rlremodeling.org, you know?
Okay, and then that's it? That's all that comes with the service?
That's
or anything
really
else?
What it is, brother. Like, it has, like, scheduling and stuff like that. Like, there's other features to it. They go over it in the client interview. I don't feel like, well-versed enough to tell you how it works. I don't really set those up here, you know? If you go to our website, hold on. You see services. Okay, you'll see under advanced, if you go to services and you look under advanced reporting, it'll say Google Workspace, and it gives you like a rundown of how that works too on there. Like Google Calendar, Gmail, Stay Organized, yada, yada, yada.
Doesn't let me click on it on the phone, advanced reporting. I don't know why. I could see it, but when I click, nothing happens.
You're on localflash.com, our website?
Well, Local Splash, overview, website.
It should be, like, you'll see home and then services. Okay. Yeah, and then there's a drop down when you hover over it. So the 3, 4, 5, 6... The seventh one is Google Workspace.
Anyway. Okay, got it. Okay, advanced reporting. Tell me more. Success reviews. Alright, anyway, so let's just go ahead and get started in general.
Alright, so let me see. Just for account purposes, Keith, what's your last name?
It's P as in Paul, A, T as in Thomas, O, N as in Nancy.
Perfect. And Keith, that's K-E-I-T-H?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, and for us to send your confirmation emails and your Google Guaranteed application, you want those going to the same email, right?
Yeah, RL Remodeling Homes at Gmail.
Perfect. Okay. This phone number, the 703-582-2864, is that the best number for your clients to reach you at?
Let me think about that. In your opinion, does it matter that I'm in New York, but I got a Virginia number, or should I change that? Like, I have another cell that's a New York number?
I think it does matter, for sure, especially, it's not going to matter for Google Guaranteed, because remember, it's not your number showing on Google Guaranteed. Like, it's going to forward to your number, so that won't matter. Okay. They'll use a local number for that, but for the map section, I know some people won't call if it's not, you know, an area code in that area. So in my opinion, it does matter for sure.
All right, so then that's fine. So let me just see if I have this cell phone laying around.
Okay.
I never use it. Okay, I'm good. So let's use 845.
Okay.
8578819.
Okay, so 845-857-8819.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And that phone, it's like it's already active and stuff, or?
Yeah, I just never turn it on or use it. But I mean, if it's,
okay,
it's specifically the New York area code here cell phone, so I'll just have all my business go through here. So it's
fine. Okay. Okay, if you're good with that, because I do have another option for you too, if you want. We offer call tracking numbers. They're optional. A call tracking number, we can make it your area code, right? Like the 845 area
burner
code. Yeah, but it'll forward to your cell phone. You know, the 703-582-2864. And what we do is on the app, we give you a way to even be able to text from your business line, you know?
No, let's keep it on the other one,
okay,
because I got two,
okay,
businesses and personal life, and
perfect,
I get so many calls on my main line. And to avoid, like you're saying, make sure that the phone is on, and to,
yeah,
avoid missing the business, I'll just know that's my bat phone, you know what I mean?
Yep. Not smart. That's,
so
that's
just
smart
leave,
for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, just leave it,
okay,
there.
Yep.
I pay for it, so I should use it.
Okay, let's get it. And then the company, so it's registered as Rockledge Remodeling, right?
Well, you say register, excuse
like,
me, do you mean
like your insurance,
legal,
right,
legal
is the, like, how's the business, like, registered on the insurance and the paperwork and stuff?
So it should say, Rockledge Remodeling, comma, LLC.
Okay. So what we're going to have to do on Google Guaranteed, okay, it requires us to market it how it's, like, registered, like, how it's on the insurance, et cetera. So we will have to have it as Rockledge Remodeling LLC, okay?
That's fine.
All right, perfect. The address, it's 23 Brewster Road. Is that correct?
It is.
Okay, perfect. And that address on the map section, do you want it hidden or showing online?
Like the actual address?
The actual address. Yes, sir. So here's
well,
the benefit.
It's a home.
Okay. So if it's a home, we recommend to hide it. Okay. If it wasn't, I mean, we can show it. And the benefit to showing it is you also get a submission to Apple Maps, which is just another directory.
No, don't show it.
All right. We'll hide it. So hide address online. Google Guaranteed, it doesn't even give you the option. You know, it's hidden regardless, but.
And I'm going to move to, I just bought a new house, so I'm going to move in like 2-3 weeks anyways, so just use it for now.
Okay. Awesome. All right. And let's see. Okay. I have your domain too. So they'll send you the email instructions on how to add us as manager to it. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Let me put that in here. Okay. Service radius. Okay. So the map section is going to be based off of where you're located, right? But Google Guaranteed and your Meta ads, I mean, you could technically target the whole state if you wanted, but you'll need, like, obviously a big budget towards it. But how far do you want to target is what I'm asking.
If I start giving you cities, can you give me distances?
No, it'd actually be the other way around. So our zip code, like, radius tool, I put a radius in and it gives me the cities. But just give me the cities and I'll list them. That's no problem at all.
Well, I'm just trying to find out what cities are in my radius. So,
okay.
30 miles.
Okay, give me a second. Let me pull that tool up real quick. Okay. So in that 30-mile radius, I can email these to you, too, because it'll make you put them in Google Guaranteed in the application. But it has New Windsor, Bales Gate, Cornwall on Hudson, Salisbury Mills, actually, Cornwall, Mountainville, Newburgh, Washingtonville, West Point, Highland Mills, Rock Tavern, Beacon, Blooming, Grove, here, Cold Springs, Glenham, Maybrook, Highland Falls, Central Valley. Is this sounding right so far? Or?
Yeah, does it have Middletown?
Middletown. Let me see. It does. Yeah, Middletown.
Does it have Poughkeepsie?
Poughkeepsie's on there too. There's a bunch, okay. Brother, on this. Oh,
so,
sorry, I didn't mean to call
that
you brother.
Sounds, no, no, that's cool.
Okay.
Now you can.
Now
no,
I can.
So,
okay.
So
awesome. Okay.
Hey, how are you? Hey. So it's cool, but let's say now I want to avoid going into counties that I don't service though. So the counties that I service are Dutchess and Orange.
You want to avoid those counties? Is that what you said?
No, those are the ones I want to service.
Okay, so Dutchess and Orange County. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Da-da-da-da-da. That should be easier. Okay, Dutchess, Orange County. Hold on, let me get rid of all these in a 30-mile radius. Give me one sec. Okay, so you're not going into, like, Rockland or
no.
Ulster. Okay, so it's everything in Orange and then Dutchess County. Okay, let me copy these. Give me one sec. Give me a second. There's a bunch of them. I feel like I'm like doing this the super hard way, but it is what it is. I'm almost done.
No problem.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I kept that 30-mile radius in, and it shows me like all the counties and stuff, right? But I'm just taking the orange and Dutchess counties ones out, and I'm copying them. I'll shoot them to you via email to you because, like, when you do your Google Guaranteed application, they make you put the cities in, too. So I always like to just make it easy on you guys, you know?
All
right. Let's see. Da-da-da. All right. Orange.
I mean... Is this good? There's like a bunch of sugar in there.
No, it's not. It's only 8 grams of sugar per serving. And it's no sugar alcohol, no synthetic, it's actual sugar. So each serving is going to give you 8 grams, but that's not even anything. Even if you have the whole container, it's going to be 40 grams of protein and 60 sugar, but it's not.
My girl, too.
It's not like hot dogs or Ben & Jerry's in terms of sugar and all the extra.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, my girl's super picky with, like, oh, there's sugar in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to get fat and all that. No, not me, her. I don't... No, she says that. Waist is this big. Never ever been fat.
Like a cheek, right? Like, you know, a little cheek.
Yeah, yeah.
Better than actually...
Okay.
Under the chart that you see the difference of where it lands. This is them, and that's the others.
Okay.
Not bad at all.
Dang.
I got them all in. Yeah, whenever you're ready.
Me?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I'm ready. What am I ready to do? All
right, perfect. So I just got to jump over to billing. So the card you're going to be using. So, oh, go ahead, bro.
Real quick, my radius. Mm-hmm. Does that, the pricing change or everything you gave me, those are my numbers?
No, you're golden still. Yeah.
So I'm 299, I'm 549 now, and then my 72 per lead whenever that kicks in.
You're correct. So the 936 lead budget, that's only going to be for 13 leads, right? So I'll tell you what.
Every month it'll replenish.
Every month, yeah. So what the majority of my clients do, right, is they start at the minimum and then they increase their lead budget afterwards. Some of them stay the same, though. I have some that are, like, part-time and stuff. So it's completely up to you. But that 13 lead budget, like, you're good with targeting everything in that county, right, in those two counties. Just, obviously, your lead budget might go a little faster, you know?
No, so this is what I'm going to do. Yeah. So what happens when I go over the budget? He just keeps charging me?
You can't go over. So your 936 budget, once you hit 13 leads, you're capped out. That way you don't spend more than you expected, you know?
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. This is my plan. I'm going to start with the minimum, as you said. I use Angie now.
Mm-hmm.
If this gets really good, then I could potentially get rid of Angie. Or run both, but if it's like really good, I might just only do this.
Right.
Also, my Angie leads reviews. Can you tie that into anything?
We can't. We could only do it to the website. We could attach it to the site, right? Like your reviews to Angie's, but we can't transfer reviews from one directory to another, unfortunately. You know.
But you could show. You could add that to the website.
Yes.
Yep. All right. Okay. All right. I'm good.
All right. So, billing, is it Keith Patton on the card, or is there a middle initial too?
Hold on, let me check.
Might be Peyton.
it is Peyton, but it sorry, is. Nobody's ever gotten it right. let me see. Let me see what my card is.
Yeah. Take your time.
So your question is, does it say Keith Peyton on the card?
Yeah, or if there's a middle initial too. We use TrustWave certification, so I have to put it exactly how it is on the card. You know.
Actually, 1 second.
Yeah.
All right, so we got. Just Keith Peyton.
Okay. And then the billing address is...
Under that, it says Rockledge Remodeling. I don't know if that matters.
Got it. It does. Yep. All right. Rockledge Remodeling. Got it. All right. And then billing address, is it the 23 Brewster Road?
It is.
Okay. And the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It is... Visa.
All right. And I'm ready for that card number when you are.
It's 4511.
Okay.
3000.
Okay.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. 0055.
Okay.
5787.
All right. Expiration.
Expiration is 0927.
All right. And the CVV code.
033.
All right. So what I'm doing now is coding the card out. I'm assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it's going to ask you a few questions that I already asked. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business?
Say it again.
Oh, just please state the name of your business.
Oh, sorry. Rockledge Remodeling.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Heath Payton, President, CFO.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct? Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is January 17th, 2025. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $549 for the ideal package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Now, stop sounding like a robot, you know? All right. So next step to this, okay. I'm going to schedule your client interview. This is where they're going to go over, like, the keywords, how you want your website to look. They're also going to be able to push your application through, too, which I'm going to have sent to you via email and via text message here shortly, okay, for Google Guaranteed. This appointment, we block off a full hour, and usually the call does take around that hour, too, for this particular package. So give me one second. Okay, so the soonest time they have Monday at 10 a.m., they have as late as 6 p.m., and they have all the slots in between except for the 3 o'clock and the 1 o'clock's booked as well. What time would work best for you? Let me just ask you that.
Hey, can you repeat that again, the times?
Yeah, 10 a.m. is the earliest, 6 p.m. is the latest. They have every slot in between except for the 1 p.m. and the 3 on Monday.
Let's do Monday at 6 p.m.
Perfect. All right. So you're going to get an email calendar invite in just 1 second here. It's going to say Local Splash on it. CI, which just means client interview, okay? And EN for English. 1 hour before the appointment on Monday, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know the appointment's coming, okay? And the way it's going to work, they're going to call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician, okay? Now, I wanted to ask you, which number is the best one for us to call? The 703 or the 845? Or it doesn't matter?
For you guys to call 703.
703? Okay. So I'm going to put 703 as our primary, and then I'm going to put 845 as the number we're messaging. Okay. Give me a second. All right. So you should have some email. Are you able to pull your emails up right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first one I want you to pull up, it's going to be titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Which one?
Local splash initial invoice.
Got it.